Shmuel. This the Gemara says, Eisver Rabbi Yirmi l'Rabavua. So Rabbi Yirmi has to cash at Rabavua. I, we learned before, it says, Kol Maisa Bezna Reza Yachter. Any Maisa Bezna, Havim Minirizim, is any shtar that has a henpeg on it, that was the, went through Bezdin, you have to return it. So how could you tell me the din is lo Yachter? Or Malay Yirmi Yabri, Loi Kol Maisa Bezdin Shavim. Not every Maisa Bezdin is equal. Ela Kegoin Shehuch Zekafron. In a case where it's a Huch Zekafron. So Rashi says that means that we caught him lying once. Rashi says, Loivaze Kofran Pamacheris, that we caught this Loiva to lie once before. The Fikuch, therefore, in the Nemo, we don't trust him anymore when he says Prati. So therefore, in such a shtar like this, that the Loiva was once caught to be lying, in such a shtar, we return it to the Malva. And we do not believe the Loiva, even though he says Prati. So Morris says, Omar Rovo, Umishum Luch Zekafran Chode Zimna Sule Porachlal. Like, even though, true, we caught him lying once before, but because he lied once before for that, this alone, we're going to say from now on, he never pays back his loans, that this is a new loan. Maybe on this loan, if the Levi says he paid up, why shouldn't we believe him? Elo Amarov, the Rabbi says, no, Enechnam, you're right. Masnisa, not that the Brisa says, that Kol Maisa Bezdin is Yachs, or any Maisa Bezdin, you return, is like we learned before, Bishtar Chaltoso V'Yadrachta. Who could a Rabbi Zaira, like we learned before? That's only a shtar where Bezdin gives the Malva a right to go down to take the property away from the Leiva. So since the Malva took away the Malva keeps the property. So such a shtar like that, we're not afraid for Peroyin, because the shtar says the property now belongs to the Malva. So therefore, if the shtar was lost, we're supposed to return the shtar back to the Malva. But then Nechnami, in a regular shtar halvo, a regular shtar choiv, there we could be, we're afraid for Peroyin, we did not return such a shtar. Now the Gemara says, the kafra in the locha, that was somebody was caught to be caught a liar once, hail the yosel yodin, since it came to our hands, name a ben milsa. Let's talk about, let's say our locha is about, uchus the kafra. So the Gemara says like this, the Omer Rab Yesi Bamanyumi, Omer Rab Nachman, Omer Uloi, let's say in Bezdin they told the loiva, tsei tein loi, go and pay him up. Same tailor, that's like Rashi says, Sheposak Bloidinoi, Bezdin. Bezdin gave a psak, this is the Gemara psak of Bezdin, Shetziv Olav Losses Loi. The Bezdin gave a psak that you loiva, you have to pay the money, you have to pay the malva the money. The Yomar, and then later, Rashi says, Liachas man Vyomar Prati. Then the loiva says, you know, I paid you up already. Rashi says, Alpi Bezdin, I paid you up according to Bezdin. So Neman, we believe the loiva to say that he paid up. And Rashi says, the Shuas Esses, we believe in the Shuas Esses. Now, Bo Malva Lichtav Olav, let's say the Malva comes to complain and says, no, I didn't receive the money yet, and therefore he wants Bezdin to write him up a Shtar Adrachto, that he should have a right to collect the money from the Loiva. So, Ein Kaisvin V'naistin Loi, we do not write up a Shtar for the Malva because we trust the Loiva that he says he paid up. Now, what's going to be? Chayiv Atalitin Loi, let's say Bezdin doesn't give the Psak Din yet. That means in the middle of the Bezdin, Bezdin says, Yishno Leiva, you have to pay the money. But it's not the final psak yet. And then the Leiva says, even before Bezdin gave the final psak, that Prati I paid up. So, Eina Neman, we do not trust him. Rashi says, Eina Neman Li Shava, we don't trust the Leiva to swear that he really paid up. Rather, we tell the Malva to swear and take. Rashi says, why? Since at the beginning you weren't admitting that you owe the money, but you had to go to a din tayr here. Says, so, it's not a derech for the loiva to pay up the money until Bezdin really gives the gemar a real psak din, and that's the lashon of tsei tein loi. But just the lashon of chai vatelitin loi, that's not a psak din, that's not the gemar psak, therefore we don't trust the loiva, even if he says he paid up. Therefore, what's going to be Bo Malva? If the Malva comes and says, listen, the Leiva did not pay me up yet, and he still does not want to pay me up the money, and he wants Lichtav, he wants Bezdin to write him up a Shtar Adrachto, that he'll be able to go down to the Leiva's fields and take away his property. We believe the Malva, and we write him up a Shtar Adrachto. So there's a difference between the Lashon of Tzei Tein Loi, which is a Psak, a Gemara Din, or with the Lashon of Chai Vatelitin Loi. Mora says now, Rav Zvid Mishmeder Rav Nachman Omar, Bein Tzein Tein Loi, Bein Chai Vatelitin Loi, both of these two Lashonis, even though it's Chai Vatelitin Loi is not a Gemara Psak Din yet, still, the Yama Prati, if the Leiva then says, yes, I paid up already, Nemon, we talk of leave the Leiva. Once the Bezdin told him to pay up, we believe him if he says he paid up. and therefore bo malvel lichter ben kaisven vereisven loy. If the malvel still says I did not get paid, and I want to get, and therefore doesn't want to pay me, write me up a shtar drachta. So ein like kaisven, we do not write for the malvel shtar because we believe the leiva that he said he paid up. But Rav Zvitz says like this. If you want to make a difference, this is the way you can make a difference. That if people said the Lashon, if Bezdin said the Lashon of Tzayn Tein Loi, that's the Gemara Psak of Bezdin, and then the Levi says, you should know I paid up. And then Adam come and say, he did not pay up. In such a case, we found him to be a liar about this money, and even if later on he says he paid up, later, we do not trust him anymore. This is called Huchsa Kafrim, we call him to be a liar. Since Bezdin first gave the Psak that he has to pay, and he said he did pay, and Adim said, no, you did not pay, so you're a liar upon this money, so therefore you're Huchsa Kafrim, you're not Neman anymore to say you paid, unless you pay up in front of Adim. What about if Bezdin only tells him, Chayiv Atalitin Loi, not that it's a Gemara Psak of Bezdin, just in the middle of the Psak, right before Bezdin finishes, Bezdin just says, like, it looks like you're going to have to pay. The Yom Aparati, and then the Leiva says, Ishno, I paid up already. And V'edim Idinoy Seshle Paro, but Edim come now to Bezdin and say, no, we know for sure the Leiva did not pay up. Then V'chozav Yom Aparati, then the Leiva says another day, a few days later, Ishno, I paid up, now I paid up, yesterday I just paid up. The Lacher is, we believe the Leiva. And Lehuch Sekar from Liesa Mammon, we do not consider him to be caught to be a liar for this money already. Even though really we caught him lying before, that's not called a real lie. My time, what's the reason? He's only like dodging the Malvi. He's trying to get away from him. In other words, since so far there was not a real Psak Bezdin, Bezdin did not say the Lashon of Tzei Tein Loi. Bezdin only said the Lashon of Chayiv Atalitin Loi. So therefore, the Leiva thinks, Savar Ad Miyayne Be Rabboni Medini. Listen, the Bezdin didn't come up with the final verdict yet. So like they're still going to have to look into the din. And maybe like they'll change the Psak yet. So therefore, he doesn't feel he's really lying about the money. So therefore, that he said, I paid up, it's not called a real lie. It's only once Bezdin gives the final psak that you have to pay, now that's it, you can't push off anymore. Now, if you say you paid and really we caught you that you didn't pay, that's called the Huchsa Kafran. Oh, my Rabba Baba Chonam, Rabbi Yechanan, Mon Ali Biyotcha, Fruven, tell Shimon you owe me $100. Vala Yoim Medalevis says back in the Chabiya Diklum, I don't know your penny, I never took the money from you. There's Adois Adim here, that he has the money. And then again he comes and says, what, that I paid up later. The Lach was again Huchsakarfun, Yisamaman. Here it's called the good Huchsakarfun. Like the Leiva lied to the Malva. The Leiva first said, Lohay Dvar Mielim. And then Adim later say Adis that no, you did take the money. So if so, you have no way, you're not dodging, you're a Huchsa Kafran. So therefore later, when you say you paid up, still we do not believe you. You have to pay up only in front of Adim. The Mor says, Ki ho, a case like this, the Shapsoi, Bered the Rebbe Marinus, like Shapsoi, the son of the Rebbe Marinus. Kos Sablo la Kalosa, he wrote to his daughter-in-law, it's the Lord de Milsa. Rashi says it was a Choshev Beged. He wrote it like a fur coat in the Ksuba. The Ksuba, so that'll give her a very Choshev coat. He wrote it into the Ksuba. The Kibla Lane, he's Makabal upon himself to give her the coat. Irka's Ksuba, so later what happened was she lost the Ksuba. Omalahu, so now he said back to her, Lahoy Dvor Mayerlam, I was never Machayv myself to give you the coat. That's what he said. So he lied about the coat, like vice versa. Then she had a right to collect the Ksuba. So she had, okay, the Shver, give me the coat. And he said, no, I never promised, I never wrote, I'll give it to you. So what happened was also Sadi, she brought Adim, the Yamra, they said, in Kosavlo. Yes, we remember we saw that Ksuba, and we saw that in the Ksuba was taken written the way you have to pay the extra money. You have to give her this coat. So now he's caught, he has to give her the coat. Lesaif at the end, Omalu Parati. Later on, the Shver, the father-in-law says, you know what, I just gave it to you yesterday. So what's the loch? And she says, no, she didn't receive it. Who do we believe? So Mar says, Os l'kaim ad Rav Chiyah, came in front of Rav Chiyah, Omalai said back to him, Hozak to Kafran, we already caught you to be a liar already one time, Lies it's the law, upon this coat. And therefore you're not Nema now to say you paid up. Therefore if she says she did not receive this coat yet, of course we believe her, and therefore there's another case of Huchsak Kafran. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Yud Zayin Omar Aleph. In the middle of the Gemara, two dots. Omer Reb Avin, Omer Reb Eloi, Omer Reb Yochanan. Ho yechayiv lechaveroi shvua. Let's say you had a chiyuv to swear to somebody. So Shaila, you're supposed to swear to somebody. You owe the money, you don't owe money. You had a chiyuv though to swear to him. Now, v'chozal v'yoma nishbati, Shaila, you verse this and that. And then you said what? V'yoma nishbati, no. Yes, again. Hayechai l'chaver ha'shua, v'yoma nishbati. Later you say you swore, you see you made the shua already. But v'edim idin ha'yisar shlo nishba. Edim are here and saying, no, we know that you did not swear yet. Then because of Yom Nishbati, then the person says later on, you should know, I swore. Like later, he says, but I swore it later. Huchse kafron liyesh yeshua. Halachar is, he's found to be a liar. We don't trust him anymore, liyesh yeshua. We don't trust him. So Rashi says it means, huchse kafron liyesh yeshua. Leim Nishbati, we don't trust him, even though he says he swore already. Achi yishpa b'feneinu, until he swears mamish right now in front of us. What about, oh, so Amru Kaim Mid Rabavua, they said over this halach in front of Rabavua. Omulu, he said, Mistafra Milsud Rabavin. You know when it makes sense what Rabavin said, Shenishayev Shua Bebezdin. If he had a chiyuv to swear to him in Bezdin. So Rashi says, I mean the kibun the tov will be Edim. Since he went to him in front of Edim, Lekayem Divrei Bezdin, that you're supposed to do what Bezdin said you had a swear, like let's say you were a Moid of a Miksas. In Bezdin you admitted to half of my taina. So Bezin says he has to swear to me. For Le'ova, still he didn't want to swear, Eina Neman Leimer Oy Kiyamti Achachin. He's not Neman anymore to say later on, I swore. So it says like this again, that, Yisavri Milsud Rabavin, Shen Yischayiv Shuva Bezin. Then we don't believe him later when he says he swore. Avuchayiv Atzma Bishvua, but let's say a person doesn't have to swear because of Bezin. Just he said by himself that I'll swear to you. Rashi says, Shoy Maloy. The Leiva said back to the Malva, Eshbalacho, if you don't trust me, I'll even swear to you. V'tov v'edim, and then the Malva went to him in front of two edim. Okay, swear. And he didn't want to swear. V'yachakachom and nishbati, but then later he says, I did swear to you, Nem, we do believe him. V'yachakav t'kaim v'edim d'chiyu. Even though first in front of two edim, like when he said he swore first, he didn't really swear. Still, later on, when he says he swore, we believe him. You know why? Because Ovid Inish, the Mikri V'yomar. People sometimes say like this. Rashi says, Lo yesa mash lo yichayvu nebezdin. Sometimes all the person meant to say is, I'm not going to do it since Bezdin didn't tell me to swear. So first when he said he swore, it's not really like he's lying. The pshat is just like retracting, he doesn't want to swear anymore. Avla ni biyatzmi. Like I'll only do what I want to do. So Melo, that's not called like a real charot, it's only called pushing him off. So therefore, since he only made up himself that he would swear, he doesn't have to swear because of Bezdin. I'll tell you what he himself would want to do. So therefore, when he first says he did swear, and really we found out he didn't swear, it's not so bad. That's not called like a Huchta Kafran. Therefore, later when he tells us that he really did swear, we talk and believe him. Telling more says, Ahadrua Kaim of the Rabavin. They went back with this in front of Rabavin. Ahadrua Kaim of the Rabavin. Omalu. No, Nami beBezdin Amri Staka true. He's right. I only said this in the Shrua of Bezdin. If Bezdin was Machayev him to swear, and then he lied to us and said that he swore, and we know from Edim he didn't swear, in such a case it's called Huchsa Kafrin, we don't trust him anymore. Itma Nam, we also learned like this, Omer Rabav and Omer Rabeloi, Omer Rav Yechanan. Hoyechayev Lechaver Shrua beBezdin. If you're supposed to swear to somebody in Bezdin, V'yoma Nishvati, and you said you did swear. And then V'edim, Idinoy Sashla Nishba, we have Edim saying, no, you did not swear. So we see you're Huchsa Kafran, so then we don't trust you anymore. The Gersa is, because of Yom Nishbati, if later he himself says, you should know, but now I really did swear, we don't trust him. Because here it's called Huchsa Kafran Liyosa Shvua. We caught him to be a liar about this money, he's not trusted anymore. That's called Huchsa Kafran Liyosa Shvua. Omer Rabasi, Omer Rab Yechanan. Hamoitzi Shtar Choyv Bashuk. If somebody finds a Shtar Choyv, somebody finds a Shtar saying Reuben owes $1,000, to Kosva by Henpik. And on the Shtar Bezdin gave its seal already that the Shtar was a good Shtar. To Kosva by Zman and by Bayoim. And the date of the Shtar is today's date. Mamash the Shtar was written today, and obviously the Malva lost it. So in such a case, Yachziru Labailim. You're supposed to return it to the owner. You're supposed to return it to the Bailim. Why? Because what are we afraid about? Imishum Kosva Lilvois Loy Lovi. If you're afraid that maybe they wrote the Shtar to borrow the money. But the Malva never gave the money, the Leiva didn't receive the money yet. Hakosa by Henpik, that we're not afraid about here. Because this Shtar has the Henpik, Mashma Bezdin Akedit, the Bezdin knows for sure the loan took place.
Imishum Peroim. What are you afraid about? Maybe the person paid up already and it fell really from the leiva. So Gemara says, no, lepriya bas yom lechashinan. We're not afraid you'll pay up the same day. Like the shtar was just written today, you just borrowed the money today, usually you don't pay up the same day. Like usually you borrow money to use it for a while, not to pay up that day. So therefore, we're not afraid the shtar was paid up, that's why he's supposed to return it to the malva. Omele Rav Zeila Rav Asi, miyom Rav Yechon Hochi, is it true Rav Yechon said like this, ho atu diarmid, you yourself said, mishmei de Rav Yechon, name of Rav Yechonon, that shtar shelov aboy. Upora, a shtar that you used once, you borrowed the money, shtar shelov aboy. And then Upora, the loiva paid you up. Now the shailer is, let's say the loiva wants to borrow a second time money from you. Can you use this shtar over again or not? So Rav Yechonon said, ein lechayz de loiva boy. You cannot use this shtar a second time. Even though you're both the same people, you can't use it a second time. Shekva nimchal shibudei. Because the shibud was like used up already. Shekva nimchal shibudei, Rashi says. It means, mishapora malva, shekashapora malva rishayna. When you paid up for the first loan, the alachroina lo nichtav, and this shtar was not written up for the second loan, heavy lo milva peh, it's really like a milva peh. And therefore, since you're using the shtar, you may take from the kukash like a din. Because why does the shtar give you the right to take from shibud kakoyf? Because if the shtar was written up for this loan, there's a special shibud chal on the shtar. Once you pay up, the shibud goes off it. So to use this piece of paper a second time, it wasn't written for the second loan, you don't have a shibud. You won't be able to collect from Karka for the second loan. So therefore, you should not use the shtar. That's what Rav Yechonon said. Now, Amos, what are we talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, l'mochel yoyma achoda, the next day, the day after, that you paid up 2 days later, and now 2 days later, you want to use this shtar a second time. So Gemara asks, then, pshita, you can't use it. Mayir, what are you going to tell me, shekva nimcha shibudei, the reason why you can't use it is because the shibud was used up already. Typically, you should take it for this reason. To have a muktim, the shtar has the wrong date. Like if you're first lending a second time to a few days later, so that's after the day of the shtar. But tonight we learned, shtari chayv, anytime you have a shtar chayv, hamukdamim sulim. If the shtar was written up before the actual loan takes place, it's possible. Because you're going to collect from lekuchash like a din. Here also, the shtar has 2 days ago shtar date. The date was Monday. And you borrowed then, but you paid up Tuesday. Now, if you want to borrow again on Wednesday, how could you use that shtar? It has the wrong date. Elo lavart, we're talking about biyomei. We have to be talking about that the same day you borrowed the money in the morning, that afternoon you paid it up, and that evening, the same day, towards evening, before shkia, you want to borrow money a second time. That's the chiddush, that you can't use the shtar a second time, even though the date is a good date. You can't use it, shekva nimchal shibudei. That's the reason why you can't use it a second time. What's negated to us is Alma, what do we see? Pre-inshi biyomei. That people do pay up the same day. That's what we're afraid about here. That the person borrowed in the morning, he paid up, then he's borrowed a second time. Amalei, he answered back, Pashit. Mikra minid le priya klau. Did I tell you that nobody pays up the same day? I didn't tell you that. I just said the le shchichi inshi to pari biyomei. Kramina. Just meant to tell you that it's not shchichi, it doesn't happen too often. So you don't have to be afraid about that. Like if you find a shtar havor that has today's date, you have a right to say that most probably the malva is the one that lost it. Not the pshat that the leiva paid up for it and it fell from the leiva, but most probably the malva is the one that lost it. Because most probably people don't pay up the same day. Of course, it could be, maybe he did. Therefore, that's a new chiddush, that you can't use the shtar the second time, because of shekval nimcha shibudei. But here, if you stop and find the shtar on the street, and it has today's date, that's the chiddush you're allowed to return it. Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, kishachayiv meidah. I tell you, that's what he says, you're allowed to return it, is only when the chayiv, the leiva agrees that he did not pay up yet. The leiva agrees the shtar is a good shtar. Yochef at the Gemara, my lemaim, what are you going to tell him? The churb shita. Why shouldn't you return it then? If the leiva agrees he didn't pay up. Because now the time I would have thought to say, hi mifra priya, maybe really the leiva did pay up. Vayi de kama leiva parati, know why he's saying he didn't pay up? Mishum de kavoyi mahada le misva bay. Because he wants to borrow money from him a second time. Because the boy of the Mahadla Misfile is Zimnachriti. He wants to, like, get the shtar back because he wants to borrow a second time. Olepshita de Safra Chayish. And he's only afraid, like, he wants to save the money not to have to write up a shtar a second time. Kamash Malan. The Chiddush is, no, we're not afraid about that. Because the Yim came, if so, Malve Gufe Le Shovik. The Malve itself would not let him use it.